Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Ellen, Joe, and Sharon with us. All are active Al-Anon members. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to talk with parents whose children experience drinking problems. Ellen, how did Al-Anon help you deal with your son's drinking?
Well, when I found out that he had this disease, I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to. I didn't want to share it with family or friends. I thought that they would think there was something wrong with me. And I also had fear that he wouldn't get better, and I had anger, and I had resentment. So all of those feelings, it really helped to go to meetings, to find that there's people there, loving, caring people who were sharing the same kind of problems that I was having. I felt safe in the meetings. I felt that I could talk and be listened to. It was safe to cry. And I learned in Al-Anon that it was a disease, and I got a lot of positive input. A lot of people shared their own experiences and the strength and the hope, and I learned that there really is hope. And there's a lot of literature to read. They gave me a phone list of people to call in between meetings. There are so many tools in Al-Anon. You can't get them all at your first meeting. And I love the slogans. They're short, easy to remember. Easy does it. Let go and let God. Those sorts of things. And they're easy to remember in crisis. And I learned to visualize my son in my higher power's hands. And try to let go in that way, by actually visualizing it. Mm-hmm. I learned to set boundaries and to say what I meant and not be mean about it. And I learned to take care of myself and to decrease the stress, because the stress was really getting to me. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult with a child, because doesn't matter how old he was. As a parent, I felt like I should be able to fix it and take care of him. And,
sure.
Wasn't able to do that. And so I learned that I needed to take care of myself first, or I wasn't going to be any help to anybody else. Thanks for letting me share.
You bet. Do you mind telling us, Ellen, how old your son was when you discovered that he did have a drinking problem?
Well, we really watched him in high school, because my husband is a recovering alcoholic, and we were worried about it being passed on, and we didn't see any signs of it until he was in his mid-20s, and that's when it seemed to really hit him hard. And I've seen him in the hospital in pretty bad shape, and so the fear comes in there. He's sober today.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for telling us about your son.
You're welcome.
Joe, can you relate to what Ellen was talking about, or was your experience with your two sons a little different?
Well, yes, I could relate to what Ellen said. When I came to Al-Anon, I never heard about Al-Anon, but a dear friend in AA had recommended that I go. And because I had brought my son to AA meetings, because he couldn't drive, he was only 14, and I was used to seeing the steps and the slogans, and my first impression was that it was my job to memorize these and make sure that my son followed them, you know. And to my surprise, the program was really to help me, to give me support, because even though he was in sobriety, that sobriety's only kept a day at a time, you know. And as I heard other people share, I realized that things that I had done, you know, I could find a more healthy way of doing these things. You know, I learned in the fellowship that alcoholism was a family illness and that it affected the whole family. And I had realized, listening to other people's stories, that when the alcoholic acted, I reacted. And most of the time, my reaction was a lot worse than his action. So I wanted to change that. You know, I really didn't blame myself for what happened, but I knew that as a parent, it was my job to do things differently. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to bring back the family as a unit, because we had splintered into five different people, and we weren't a family anymore. So the love and understanding that I got in Al-Anon helped me to do this. You know, it seemed like after each meeting, I would come back with a different idea on how it might help me and my son, at first just the two of us, to become friends again. You know, we weren't friends at all at that point. And like one meeting at a time, I worked on that. And things started to come back together. You know, I got one idea was that the rehab had told us to make sure he got to a meeting a day, got all new friends, and a lot of things like that. And our program suggested that we allow him to work his program as it worked for him, you know, and it took a little while for that to sink in. But as I gave him that freedom to pick how many meetings he needed, he liked being able to choose. And I liked being able to work my program as I saw fit. So both the ideas from both fellowships started to come together. And in the higher power's time, everything started to work in unison. So with those ideas, things got better at home. Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, that's great. Joe, you mentioned there were some of your reactions that you wanted to change. Is there any way you could give us an example or two of what that would entail?
Well, I always try to stay one step ahead of them, but it seems like I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And punishments and things like that did not work. He was a nice person, a likable boy, and he yesed you to death, but he did what he wanted when he was on his own. So understanding that it was a disease, and I can remember when he came out of the rehab, I said to him, "You're cured now. Don't ever come back with a drink or a drug, or you'd be thrown out of the house." And as I realized that alcoholism was only arrested a day at a time, I took back those words. And I was able to say, if you ever needed help, come to me first, and I would do what I could to help you. So I didn't follow him around, and I didn't make sure he got all new friends, and I prayed for him, and that seemed to work for me, you know, and he liked the idea that he was allowed to choose and make his own decisions. So in that way, I wasn't so strict. I was more of a loving parent, and it proceeded to let us get along a lot better. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe. Sharon, is there anything you'd like to add to this discussion about what Al-Anon can do for parents of young people who have drinking problems?
Yes, I will, Pat. I just want to add that even though I had been in Al-Anon, when it became evident that my son had a drinking problem and he was getting in trouble with the law, with DUIs, and even did a few days in jail because of it, the overwhelming fear and gut-wrenching pain that I experienced as a mother was like nothing I had ever experienced before in my life. And it was Al-Anon meetings, Al-Anon people who let me express that fear and that pain and comforted me. I found a lot of comfort in Al-Anon and was able to keep my head straight I knew there was nothing I could do to save him. It had to run its course. And, you know, Al-Anon taught me how to detach with love and, in spite of everything, still love him and understand that it is a family illness. And I can only say that the love and the comfort and the help and the hope that I found in Al-Anon was the only thing that could get me through that. Thanks for letting me share.
That's great. Thank you, Sharon. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about how Al-Anon helps parents whose children have drinking problems. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Under the topic, just click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Locate a Meeting, or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.